Ellen. This is Ain't That Some Shit with Emma, episode 32. It is November 16th, year of our Lord, 2023. Let's talk about healthcare, shall we? I don't understand, and I'm just going to put this out there, if anyone who has lived in Europe truly, has family in Europe, has been a card-carrying member of any European country and received healthcare there, would advocate for such nonsense to be done here. I'll explain. Here in the States, you can choose your provider, provided you have the money. You can do crowdsourcing, GoFundMe, raise money, do a whole food drive or whatever at your work and collect the money you need to pay the doctor to get the treatment that you require. That's not the case in Europe because healthcare is free, right? Healthcare is a right. Healthcare is provided by the state. If you are relatively healthy, that's not so bad, except for the wait times. You put in to see your physician and you get an appointment anywhere from 3 months to 6 months to an entire year out. Hopefully you don't catch anything else because they're not going to do extra work. Physicians there are not paid incredibly well, not to mention the tax rate is insane. In Lisbon, Portugal, or Lisboa, doctors there make 1,400 euros on average a month, and then they're taxed at 45%. So not many people really want to be doctors. Another thing, they have death panels where the court and a medical team will determine if your case is even worth trying. If your medical case, your whatever you're diagnosed with, is even worth trying to cure, trying to treat, if we should even look into the possibilities of mitigating your symptoms to make you more comfortable, or if you should just be euthanized because it's better. That's it. There's no doctor house kind of scenario. There's no trying whatever works at whatever the cost, because the cost is on the state, and the cost is weighed between the risks and benefits, but also the risks and benefits of the personnel. It's incredibly backwards, and that's what people want when they're like, you know, healthcare should be a right, it should be free, that's what we all... It's like, if you weren't dealt a shitty hand, like many people are, where they are born with genetic disorders, it's annoying, it's frustrating to wait so long to be seen. But if you are one of the unfortunate people who have something that is not easily cured, it's considered rare, you're fucked. If you have kidney failure, and I know this personally, in Portugal, I cannot speak to UK, but I'm sure it's the same from what I was reading in these stories. They weigh out your life expectancy, your comorbidities, what other diseases you may have had that may contribute to your decline, the cost of the treatment to the country to keep you alive, and is that all worth it? Here, we label you as disabled, we pay for the treatments. People on dialysis here are not grateful, many of them. They eat whatever they want, they don't take the medications because it's like, fuck it, I will pay for it, doctors will keep treating me. Little do they know, if they were born and if they were living in a different country, they might not even have the opportunity to fuck around and find out. A a way that they cure short staffing in Europe is by these death polls, by these death panels. If adding another patient who might not do all that great, let's say they're 68 and they need dialysis, and they're like, yeah, well, they're a little heavy, they didn't really take care of themselves, they also have some liver issues, it'll be better off that we just give them some medications to make them a little more comfortable, rather than initiating treatment that requires a nurse, a technician, and an overseeing doctor in their care. It'll be better off that this person would have caught end-stage renal failure early and been on dialysis in their 30s and 40s than their late 60s when they're starting to become a grandparent and they still have much to live for, but we can't afford to take care of them. That's what happens. That's what happens in Europe. That's what happens with the free healthcare and all that bullshit. So, let's talk about two cases that happened in the UK, well, England, to be exact. Alfie Evans had a GABA transaminase deficiency, excuse me. And what does that mean? So there's a deficient gene that provides instructions to make the GABA transaminase enzyme, which breaks down GABA, okay, when it's not needed. If the enzyme is not checked and it's not able to be produced, you know, as it should, then GABA builds up in the child, creating brain issues like seizures, uncontrolled limb movements, exaggerated reflex. So this kid is flailing and there's no way to stop it because it's the circuitry in the brain that's not getting the right enzymes to stop it. They also get weak muscle tone and excessive sleepiness. So this little boy, his parents, at the time they didn't even diagnose it, just letting you know. At the time that they realized that something was wrong with their infant, they took him to the doctor. The doctor was like, it's something neurological, we're not sure. It was labeled as an undiagnosed neurodegenerative disorder for the longest time. It was only about 3 months before he died that they determined what it was. But let's go into the story here. So Alfie Evans, his parents take him to the doctor. Doctor finds this out. They take him to the hospital. They're like, we're not sure exactly what's going on. They start doing a whole bunch of tests. They just understand, okay, it's a neurodegenerative disorder. Most likely he's not going to make it. The parents appeal to the high court asking that the doctors try other things, that anything, you know, can be done. Anything can be tried. If the boy's really gonna die, then fucking do it. Italy, the Italian government, probably heard about this through the news cycle, reached out and said that they would make the infant an Italian citizen and allow him to be treated in Italy so that they can try and find a cure. The Italian government and the Vatican extended this just to try. This was back in 2018. The High Court said no. Said that no, you shouldn't take a terminally ill boy to Italy for treatment. Reason being, I have no fucking clue. I've been trying to find their rationale. Doctors and outside experts believe there's no cure for the boy's degenerative neurological condition. And the judge ruled that Alfie can be taken home from the hospital but not allowed to go to Rome for further treatment. If you know the kid is going to die, why the fuck not? Why does it matter if he dies at home or he dies in Italy? Or what if he doesn't die in Italy? And then it just shows that the doctors in the UK aren't worth shit. I'm sorry, I am very angry at this because, yeah, that even the father said, in reality, he could be in Italy right now. And there was a German air ambulance team ready to airlift him and take him where he needed to be. They had him on life support, and when life support was removed, Alfie Evans was breathing on his own, which supplied fresh controversy to how he should be treated. It's like, you expected him to die, and, you know, they're calling him that he's in a semi-vegetative state. Well, yeah, obviously he has a brain disorder. I'm not expecting that, had this kid received treatment, okay? I'm not expecting that he would have been the next Stephen Hawking. No. Not by any means. But he's still a child. This appears to be eugenics to me. It's like, okay, well, your kid's borderline retarded, if not completely, due to a genetic disorder that we cannot do much about. We couldn't even diagnose it initially. So, just let him pass. Don't make us look bad. Don't take him to Italy where he might have had a chance. But the doctors in court said it would not have been in the child's best interest. Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. The president of the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health, Russell Viner, says decisions on whether to withdraw treatment from a child are unfortunately ones that need to be made frequently. The model is always for doctors to work closely with parents to agree on the best course of action for the child. The parents wanted him to get treatment in Italy. German Airbus was supplied. The Italian hospital was going to eat the cost. What the fuck was the issue? This guy continues, Russell continues to say, in the vast majority of cases, an equal decision is made to withdraw treatment. It is rare that there's a disagreement. Yeah, because most people don't know better. Most people don't have medical personnel in their corner telling you, hey, let me look at that case. That doesn't look right. Most people in the UK, they don't get second opinions because they can't. You're provided the doctor you get. Good fucking luck. If you want another one, you're gonna have to wait another 6 months, that time that this kid doesn't have, to get a second opinion. Since the decision was made, Alfie was taken off of life support. The family said the child had been breathing on his own. He survived for 6 hours without assistance, and the doctors were just providing oxygen and hydration. In the last few hours, life support had been withdrawn. He was breathing by himself. Did it okay? And, let's see. Dominic Wilkinson, consultant, neonatologist at the John Radcliffe Hospital, blah, 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 says that doesn't mean that the doctors were wrong. It means that breathing support should be support should be restarted. I disagree. We have people here, we have children here who live on ventilators, who are not able to breathe on their own while they wait for a lung transplant, who are not able to breathe on their own because they have some terrible cancer. Their life expectancy is short. Their prognosis is scary. And this fucking crackpot doctor, Dominic Wilkinson, says the reason for stopping the breathing machines is simply that his serious condition is not treatable and will not improve. Yeah, because the cost is too much to the state. The cost is too much to the country. Why keep a little child alive? Why transport him to another country where he might get better care and put all you fuckers to shame? He continues, he has deteriorated over many months and has been on life support. The breathing tubes and machinery used to keep him alive can cause discomfort and even pain. All right, let's weigh this out. Put your two hands out, and in your left hand you have discomfort and pain, and in your right hand you have death. Which one's heavier, you fuckface? Given the nature of Alfie's condition, the doctors have wanted to provide him with palliative care. Palliative care is comfort care. Focus on his comfort and making his remaining time as good as possible. I'm a parent. Everyone should know this by now. I'm a parent. I have a 14-month-old presently. I'm currently incubating a 6-month-old. 6 months in the uterus doesn't really count once they're out, right? But whatever. And I have a 7-year-old. I would try everything fucking possible. You tell me I can't take him to Italy? Try and stop me. And you know what? They did. They did. These parents were put under surveillance. They were told they are not allowed to leave the country, despite Italy granting the child citizenship and telling them, we will treat this kid in our hospital. We will send a German Airbus team to lift them, and lift him and the parents to where we can examine him and do everything possible. It was euthanasia. The doctors want to claim that it wasn't, but it sure as shit was. They killed this kid. The disease was killing him slowly, but they made the final decision to be like, hands off. Hands fucking off. Alright, so this was in 2018. Alfie Evans died April 28th, 2018. Because of decisions made by the United Kingdom, based upon cost, based upon what the medical experts say, they didn't allow the parents to get another opinion from a place that was willing to treat. Let's leave it there. Another story. Indy Gregory, also from the UK. Critically ill, 8-month-old. She was granted Italian citizenship. Again, from government of Italy and the Vatican, saying that they will cover all the costs. And that she can now be moved to Rome, and they're willing to do that. And the High Court of the United Kingdom blocked them from leaving. 8-month-old Indy Gregory was suffering from a mitochondrial disease. It's also a genetic disorder. And I'm sure you guys have heard in biology and science class, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. It generates ATP, adenotriphosphate, that is utilized by cells for energy. Without the energy, the cells die off. Here's what gets to me, right? This disease kills 150 children in Britain every year. That is 3 times the number of those who die in car crashes. There have been decades of painstaking research backed by millions of pounds, millions of, you know, their money. And there's still no cure. They have a trial medication. Let me see if I can find the name of it again. EPI-743. Also known as vincerinone. That can treat some forms, but it's in its trial phase, which means that they don't really want to give it to humans just yet. I would say, fuck it. Do it. If my kid is gonna die, there's nothing else I can do. Oh, and of course, the High Court said no, they couldn't go to Italy. Again. And this occurred this year. This child died 3 days ago, around November 13th, 14th, 2023. Because the court said no, that there's no cure, there's no point in sending the kid to Italy to see if they can get a second opinion, a second look. So if there's a trial drug, if there are treatments that could have been done, if there are people who are willing to make the effort, why the fuck not if you know that the kid is gonna die? It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. 8 months old. 8 months old, Indy Gregory. I can't. And I'm looking at her picture now. Cute looking kid. What drives me nuts. So, 150 kids die from this in Britain every year. Alright? This is a known genetic disorder, usually carried by the mom. Around one in every 4,300 babies are born with this disease. One in 4,300. Those odds are shit. And you're telling me that you won't fucking at least let a child that, you know, has this death sentence get another treatment? And what if they do find the cure? What if the doctors at the Italian hospital were like, hey, let's try something novel. Let's try something innovative. And add a whole new method, a whole new treatment panel for something that has been killing children year after year. Why not? No, we would rather dump money into a useless, I'm going to say a fucking useless COVID vaccine that is now being rebranded as like the Spikevax or some bullshit. Yeah, Spikevax. It's the same thing. It's the COVID-19 vaccine, the mRNA treatment. It's a genetic treatment. So if we can utilize CRISPR, CRISPR is spelled CRISPR. It's how they take genes, they look into the genetic coding, they stop certain operations from continuing to modify how the gene expresses, how that cell acts. Okay? That's what they utilize to make the mRNA treatment of the COVID-19 vaccine. You're telling me that we can do that for COVID, that if you're pretty healthy, you take care of yourself, you do all the preventative measures possible, instead of being hooked up to a ventilator, you do all the preventative measures possible, you can get over it. We want to fund that bullshit. Not something that is proven to kill children. COVID doesn't touch children, but everyone in the medical field was backing it, and they're like, oh yeah, no, we need a vaccine right now. How about pouring more money into this? How about working with other countries that want to help? Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was the one who extended the Italian citizenship and the last minute legal bid to get Indy Gregory treated at a Rome hospital. Indy died in her mother's arms at 1 a.m. Life ended at 1:45 a.m. 3 days ago. They switched off the life support and she died shortly after. This didn't have to happen. Neither child, and I don't know how many more else there are. These are the only ones that got traction. These are the only ones whose parents, you know, created a stink. And these parents are now watched heavily by their government because they're seen as, you know, shit starters. They cause the country to look bad. They cause their universal health care to look bad. So I'm sharing this as a way to enlighten people. Grass isn't always greener. Be glad that you have the freedom of choice. You have the ability to work, hopefully. I mean, unless you're completely disabled, but then you're getting money from the government. And you can still change your provider. You can still get a second opinion. You can most likely be seen a lot earlier than people in these countries. I'm sharing this because we don't need universal health care. This is what it leads to. Be grateful for the health you have. Continue to look after your health and the health of those around you. You know, encourage good behaviors and all that. And maybe educate yourself. Look into these stories. Because you would never want this. You would never want to bring a child into the world, hear that they have a potentially terminally ill disease, have the hope that somewhere else will provide you with a care, and then be told that you can't take your child there. It would drive me up a fucking wall. I would probably be, you know, detained or shot or something, because no one's telling me that I can't seek out care for my kid. No one. I don't know what's going to happen with these parents. I don't. Stuff like this destroys marriages. I mean, the child's already lost, so now my heart goes out to the parents. Because no parent should have to bury their child. No parent should be told that their child's life is too costly for the state to deal with. No parent should be told that you're not allowed to seek out further care for your dying child. Anyways, I'm gonna leave it with that. I'm sorry it's not as uplifting of a episode, but it's an important one. And Thanksgiving is coming around very, very soon. I believe it's next week, if I'm correct. Yes. Give your loved ones all the hugs and affection in the world. Be grateful for where you are. Be grateful that all your limbs are working, if they are. Even if they're not and you are in a wheelchair or you have an amputation, be grateful you're still alive and you're still breathing unassisted. There is so much pain and hurt in the world, and life is pain, and we're all gonna die. So take every effort you can to make the most of it. Whatever you believe to be in you and your family's best interest, chase after it. And fuck all the people that say no. Seriously, I'm, goodness, reading these articles had me just livid. But can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Even if it wasn't your child, let's say it was your younger sibling, and you're seeing your parents go through this, your younger sibling is sick, and another country or another hospital or whatever reaches out and is like, we'll provide them care. And your parents listen to the doctors. It's like, no, we're going to stick with our doctor because, you know, we can't afford it or whatever. We are so fortunate to be in a country where you can be an entrepreneur. You can make your own money. The taxes are high, but they're not that fucking bad. Let me bring this up for a quick second. Here we go. So where I'm from, Portugal, the tax rate on income is from 14.5% to 48%. If you are making 78 euros, you are taxed at 48%. Nearly half of your income goes to the state while you wait to be seen by a doctor. Doctors make around this. They make between 50 and 78, and they're just taxed out the ass. That's the cost of universal healthcare. That's the cost of your free whatever you want. The money has to come from somewhere. There's no free lunch. So I wouldn't gripe about the cost of healthcare here. We have so many programs to help with things, all funded by tax dollars, naturally. But you still have a choice. Be grateful. And I'm going to leave it like that. This was Ain't That Some Shit with Emma. Over and out.
Hey, this is Sarah from Comics Podcast. If you're enjoying our content, be sure to hit the like and subscribe button. Also, be sure to hit the notification bell to stay up to date with all of our upcoming content.